This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Current North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations are a lot like a sumo wrestling match, according to Ted McKinney, Undersecretary of Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs for the Agriculture Department. He said there is an extraordinary amount of posturing in the circle, but he is hopeful that the United States, Canada, and Mexico will meet in the middle and find some agreement in the next round of trade negotiations. McKinney spoke to Farm Bureau members at a workshop at AFBF's 2018 Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show. He addressed a host of trade issues around the country, but said NAFTA is the most important project that the United States has right now. Passing a disaster assistance bill for agriculture will set the stage for the next farm bill, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas told workshop attendees at AFBF's 2018 Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show. Ideally, lawmakers will address contentious issues related to cotton and dairy programs in the disaster bill and get them out of the way before the farm bill debate heats up, according to Moran. He noted that the Senate is likely to take up the House-passed disaster aid bill, amend it, and send it back as a package. A panel discussion at AFBF's 2018 Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show focused on a collaboration between AFBF and National Farmers Union called Farmtown Strong, which the Agriculture Department is supporting as part of its commitment to rural prosperity. The campaign uses the Farmtown Strong website to raise awareness of opioid addiction and follows a joint survey by AFBF and NFU showing rural America is harder hit than urban areas. AFBF President Zippy Duvall explained that the campaign should serve as a conversation starter in rural America. Duvall said the thing we need to understand and what's so important about Farmtown Strong is that if we can get people to open up, and if we can get people to talk about it and get the awareness of it, then we can get them some help. Whether farmers are raising cattle in Oklahoma, milking cows in Vermont, growing fruits and vegetables in Florida, or growing corn, soybeans, and wheat in America's heartland, their agricultural income depends on trade. The Agriculture Department estimates that 25% of all U.S. agricultural production is exported, and for some commodities, that percentage is even higher. Many of these trade benefits come on the back of the North American Free Trade Agreement, which has helped to increase U.S. agricultural exports by more than 200% since 1993. A recent Market Intel update builds on recent Farm Bureau analysis of NAFTA by reviewing the share of agricultural exports to NAFTA partners by state and by commodity. With 2018 upon us, there are many public policy priorities Americans want to see accomplished in the new year. The development and passage of a 2018 Farm Bill is at the top of the list for agriculture. As the major piece of agricultural legislation, the Farm Bill is vital to everyone involved in the industry. It provides a safety net for agricultural businesses, encourages innovation in production practices, and promotes prosperity in rural communities. But America's farmers and ranchers are not the only ones that benefit from the Farm Bill. Covering everything from commodities and trade to energy and extension, agriculture's biggest legislation benefits all consumers in three major ways, including keeping our food supplies secure, providing nutrition assistance for those who need it, and helping conserve our natural resources and improve the environment. As the new year gets underway, farmers and ranchers have several victories to celebrate from 2017. In a recent interview, AFBF President Zippy Duvall talked about several issues with positive outcomes. Tax reform topped his list. It's thanks to members' engagement that Congress passed tax reform last year, giving farmers a new 20% deduction on their business income, doubling the estate tax exemption and preserving tax credits farmers depend on, according to Duvall. The individual tax rate also was lowered. Duvall also commented on the Waters of the U.S. rule, one of the biggest challenges farmers faced in recent years. The rule would have allowed the federal government to dictate how farmers use their land. Other wins include an executive order to reduce federal regulations and improved access to federal grazing lands. Duvall says more grassroots advocacy by farmers and ranchers will continue those successes this year on issues like immigration reform. To combat the ever-increasing number of burdensome government regulations impacting American farmers and ranchers, public interest law firms are working with the courts to reverse the trend of ignoring due process related to administrative rules. The courts often defer to agencies' views of the facts, so farmers and ranchers lose their ability to challenge the facts, said Tony Francois, senior attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation, a public interest law firm based in Sacramento, California. Francois addressed farmers and ranchers at a workshop at the AFBF's 2018 annual convention. Francois's focus has been the defense of property rights threatened by federal environmental statutes, namely the Endangered Species Act and Clean Water Act. Francois said his firm was working to rebuild protections through recent and upcoming judicial decisions that would help those in agriculture going forward regain protections of due process. AFBF has submitted comments to the Agriculture Department in support of the agency's proposal to withdraw its final rule for organic livestock and poultry practices. The rule allows for animal welfare standards and metrics to become part of the organic label. AFBF opposes this because the original intent of the Organic Food Production Act did not include standards on animal welfare. The rule also contradicts recommendations for biosecurity, would create environmental compliance issues, and does not follow recommended protocols for food safety. The anticipated economic burden of compliance is large enough to force many organic livestock producers out of organic production or out of business entirely. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering $1,500 scholarships for the upcoming 2018-2019 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or trade school, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 23rd. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.